At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Thursday's special caller edition of Help! I suck at dating. I'm curious to know what you guys, the listeners, think about this segment. I'm enjoying it. Jared, I know, enjoys it. It's nice to like get to talk to some people that are going through some stuff. But I want to hear what you guys think. Please keep emailing us, isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Just some feedback and your opinions on this whole segment. So we got three callers for you this week. One of them, the first one we have here is Beckett. Let's see if we can get Beckett in here. Oh, there's Beckett. Hey, Beckett, how are you?
Good. How are you guys? Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you great. What's going on in the life of Beckett today?
Well, my main issue is I tend to always overthink the first message I sent on dating apps. And I don't know, like, it's not that big of a deal. I just get so much anxiety every time I get a match. It just makes me want to give up on dating because it's hard enough just to get a match in the first place. But then when I get one, I'm all excited, but then I just freeze staring at my phone because I don't know how to, like, lead off a conversation. So I want to make a good first impression. You know, I don't want to seem creepy. I don't want to say something that they've heard 100 times already. And I just wanted to know if you guys had any like good icebreaker topics you'd recommend.
Yeah, that's a good question. I hate first messages as well. Well, I guess hated because I don't really use them anymore. Because it is, there's a lot of pressure that gets put on that first one, right? You could either knock it out of the park or completely blow it. So it is a little bit more important. Well, Chelsea, I want to know what you think because you at least are more current with this situation.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's a tough spot, the first message. I feel like that sometimes too when like I'm the one who like ended up doing the last part of the match or whatever and I have to send the message first. I think you should think about it like this. Like you already matched, so like she already likes you. Or he, sorry, I don't want to assume. But like it's almost like a job interview when you're like, oh my God, I don't know how I got this job. Like I don't feel qualified. I shouldn't be here. It's like, no, they hired you because they already like you. It's like she already liked you. Like the hardest part is getting the match. And I think like it doesn't have to be anything super like cheeky or like super sarcastic and witty. Like don't put pressure on yourself that way. Just like mention something that she has in her profile or that they have in their profile. And just start a conversation based off that. Cause like people love talking about themselves.
Yeah.
Like if somebody brought up some picture I have like, oh my God, what kind of dog is that? Or like, oh, you really like eating at this restaurant. Like, have you been to the one that's their sister restaurant in the East Village? Like anything that's related that you can pull off the profile, I think it's a good way to start. Cause they're most likely going to reply to that.
Leave it to Chelsea to bring it back to food. I think that's the most important thing. I think that's fantastic advice. I think my biggest pet peeve, at least back then, was when people would, like Beckett, if you were to open up and just say, hey, I hate the hey. I think it is the the worst thing in dating culture is just like dropping a hey. So I think what Chelsea recommended is bring something up that's specific to their profile. I think that's the best thing you could do. And yeah, like she said, if you could like mention something in their pictures, like a dog or at a restaurant or some park that they like, maybe, I think that's just the best way to go about doing it.
Well, that was going to be my advice as well. So great advice all around. I think I agree. Everyone loves to talk about themselves. So the more you can get them to talk about them, I feel like the happier they'll be.
Yeah. Do you guys ever get annoyed if you did ask the same question over and over again? Because, you know, there's only so much info you can put in your profile. And so I imagine you must just get asked the same questions again and again. Does it not really matter that much to you, or do you prefer originality? Like, that's part of my anxiety. It's like,
You're worried that you're asking the person a question they've already been asked before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, originality is always great, but I don't think that, I don't think I'd get annoyed if it was a question that was like something I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always going to be interested in that, like that thing I put on my profile, because this is like a very limited picture of who I am. So I clearly put time and effort into like the things that I chose that are important to me.
Yeah.
So I feel like if someone asked me over and over and over again, like, oh, when did you start modeling? Are you a model? Like, that doesn't bother me. Like, I'll always talk about modeling.
That's true. As long as you're not asking the same person the same question over and over again. I think that would be an issue. It's funny because it's happened to me before. I went on a date off a dating app, and this girl asked me the same question like so many times, and I was like, "Can we just leave this date now? Because you are obviously not paying attention, and you just keep forgetting the questions you're asking me." So don't do that. That's the worst thing. But I agree with Chelsea. Like, if it's something that you're interested in enough to have someone like express. Like inquire about it. I think that's not that big of a deal. And yeah, like Chelsea said too, like if it's early on enough, I think that you can kind of ask any questions, and as long as they're excited to answer it, that's all that matters. So I would say, don't stress it. It sounds like you're the type of person that wants to, I don't want to say like do everything right, but like, it sounds like you're willing to put in the work to make a relationship work. So I think that's the thing that matters most. As long as you keep doing that, I think then eventually you'll just find the right one that comes along. So,
yeah, I appreciate it. That actually is very helpful, just to know that you don't care that you did ask the same question more than once. So that takes a lot of pressure off of me immediately.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hey, hopefully the next one's a home run, and thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected, and another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy, and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
All right, we got Brenda coming up next. I wonder if it's Brenda's song.
Mega celeb.
Mega celeb. She's a help I suck at dating. Help I help,
help. Do you know the name of your podcast? She's a
what do we call our kin here? She is a sucky dater, so it would, wow. It would check out.
That's cool.
Hey, Brenda, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
We're doing good. Thanks for asking. Thanks for calling in. What's going on? What afflicts you today?
All right. So basically, I'm talking to this guy, and you know, things have been going really, really well. I feel like we're getting closer and closer every time we talk, but there's just one thing.
Oh, God.
So whenever we go out on dates, I end up spending more.
Mm. Right? What do you mean spending more?
Like, for example, if we go to a show, I'll buy the tickets. And, you know, those are super expensive. And he'll get the snacks. Like, yeah. I pay $50 and he pays like $15.
Yeah.
You know, if we go to a concert, I get the tickets again, and then he'll get the drinks and snacks, which is just a lot less in comparison. You know, I'm always been the type to pay for my own things, and I feel bad if someone else were to pay for me, which is why I make the offer to pay for things. But, you know, once in a while, I just kind of wish he'd be like, oh, I got this. You got the last time, right?
Yeah. I have friends that I'm like this with. I Kaylin always gets so angry at me because she's always like, did you pay for them again? Well, one friend in particular. And it's, I mean, I want advice on this too. So Chelsea, hopefully you can give us advice on this.
Okay. I have a question. Like, are you offering? Like, you'll be like, oh yeah. Okay. So,
but if maybe I don't offer, like nothing happens. Like we don't really do anything fun. And
I see this problem. I get it. Cause it's like, you feel like if you don't offer, like you're not going to go out or like, you're not going to do fun activities.
Right. Or like, we'll do something super cheap. If he
right. Doesn't. Can you offer, like, can you just present him with the prices of things? Like, be like, oh my God, are you into this band? I really want to go to this concert. It's 25 each. Do you mind? Like, is that okay with you? Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm kind of wondering. Like, is it okay to be like, hey, let's split everything? Or is it super awkward to be like, hey, pay me back half?
Oh, I think it's only awkward if you make it awkward. Like, I think if you present it up front, like, I know what you mean. Cause I feel like it's awkward once you already get to the point where you already paid. Then it's like, okay, now I'm going to ask him back for $20. Like, that seems petty.
Yeah.
But exactly, like, if up front you're like, hey, the tickets to the show are this much each. Is that cool with you? And then he'll be like, yeah. And then you could just Venmo him immediately. Or like, yeah. I know what you mean though. It's kind of like, not a turnoff, but like, well, kind of a turnoff. Like, it's I want a guy to be like, I got it. Like, I got it this time. Like, or at least acknowledge the fact that I've gotten it every time.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Know, right?
Does he express gratitude whenever you do things like that for him?
Yeah, I think he thinks that, like, you know, I think in his opinion, it's kind of even like, oh, you got the tickets, I'll grab the food.
Yeah.
But we're not going out to dinner. He's grabbing me like a hot dog.
Right. there's like this TikTok videos that I see every once in a while where it's like she bought me the tickets to Hawaii. And then he's like, but I bought her coffee, so it's even. And it's like, that's kind of exactly
that's
the situation.
Exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That is tricky. I think Chelsea nailed it on the head again. I think if you were to like want to do something, you should be like, hey, this concert is this much. Are you cool with that or something like that? Like, there is definitely a way to approach it. And I do think like doing it well beforehand is the most important thing, because you don't want to like be like, hello, I got his tickets to the game tonight. Go to the game and then like Venmo request him $100 for the ticket or something, because that'd be kind of sketchy.
Yeah, but how long have you guys been dating?
Only a few months. Not that long.
Okay. But like, do you feel comfortable enough like communicating this with him? Like, would you be like, hey, like, this kind of bothers me. Here's why. In a nice way, obviously.
Yeah, I'm going to try and see if it'll like fix itself first.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. I'm just like a very direct person. So like after a few like times or a few months, I'd probably be like, hey, like this is not a bad thing. Like I really like you as a person, but like this is how it makes me feel, you know?
Yeah. I hope I can get to that point someday.
Yeah. I get that it's tough. I get it.
It's hard.
You keep working. You could just do what Kaylin and I did and just open a joint checking account together. And then there's never any issue because you're always splitting everything. But it might be a little too early for that. Let's be honest.
I don't know if I want to be like, hey, let's open a joint checking account. Especially if I have way more money than him.
Right?
That's so funny. That's true. It's kind of similar to the situation we got going here. Well, Brenda, hopefully that helps at least a little bit. I do agree with Chelsea. Bluntness is never a bad thing. And just kind of nip it in the bud. Nip it on early. And it'll all work itself out.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Good luck.
Good one.
Bye.
Bye.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
All right, we have one last caller.
Wait, I love this segment.
I know, isn't it fun? It's kind of new. We've only been doing it for like a month, but
they're live talking to us. Like, you're bringing them in right now.
Yeah.
Or this is recorded.
This is recorded. Yes, it's they're real.
They're no, real. Like, okay, that was a dumb question. At first, like the first person you brought in, I thought it was like somebody that it was going to be a pre-recorded like voicemail.
Oh, I see. I see. I have tried that before, I think, but this is our favorite method.
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, nice. Cool. I'm glad you like it. All right, Shannon, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
We're good. Thank you for asking. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Well, I'm 32 and I've been on all the dating apps since I was in my mid-20s. And it actually has worked out that like all my relationships have been with guys that I've met on those apps. But at this point, I'm really over it. I recognize guys on there that I've been on handfuls of dates with or even swiped left on repeatedly. And I even tried like narrowing it down and I just like went on Hinge specifically and then downloaded Bumble and switched things up. But like I've come to the realization that I'm pretty sure what I want, like I'm selective because I'm 32 and just ready to find my person. And I also enjoy meeting people in real life, but I got a promotion recently. So dating people at work, like, isn't an option. It would be too messy. So I was just wondering if you have any suggestions on how to meet guys. And I live in like a big city with a lot of single people my age.
Yeah. Well, it's, I keep throwing it over to Chelsea.
But no, I love it.
I don't think I could think of a better person for you to give advice to.
Yeah. I'm also in a big city with a lot of single people. And I get it. Like, the dating app fatigue is real. It's like you just keep swiping and swiping and swiping. And it's like, dude, I see the same people. I'm not ever going to find anyone on here. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack. So I think that going... And I just turned 30, so like I feel you on that too. I think that going to events with like-minded people or like activities that you like doing would be helpful. Cause it's like if you join like I don't know what hobbies you like to do, but if you do like there's happy hour leagues here where people like play flag football or like volleyball or tennis or whatever. And like they're literally just happy hour leagues, like you don't actually have to be good at the sport and people just go and like drink after. So like, that's a good way to meet people, especially guys. Like I was on a flag football team with like, it was like four women and like the rest were men.
Awesome.
And like a lot of them were like, some of them, the only like girls there were girlfriends of players, but like the other, everyone else was like pretty much single or even like, I don't know if you're like into sports, but some other activity or hobby. Like my friend just started taking a pottery class by herself and then like she meets people that like pottery. So it's just like, you're finding people that like the same things as you already. You already have something in common. And then hopefully you could like diversify your circle that way. Cause it's like maybe trying to like get set up by friends. It's like, you know, the same people, they know the same people. It's like, that's hard too. So I feel like when you find new people to introduce in, that's when like you start finding like potential people you could date.
Yeah. I think, Chelsea, I think you're 3 for 3 on all this advice giving you've been doing today.
Thank you.
I'm a big advocate for, if you don't have hobbies, getting hobbies. And then when you do those hobbies, you meet people like Chelsea was saying, that have shared interests with you. And that I think is the best way. Like, so I obviously don't need to meet anyone to go on dates with me, but I do love meeting and making new friends. And I feel like it's, it's so much easier for a guy to make friends. And I'm just going to, this will all tie into it at the end. Don't worry about it. It's a lot easier for a guy to make friends for whatever reason, I've noticed at least, because I don't know. I feel like a lot of the hobbies that well, at least that I've taken up over the past few years require me to be like outside and like in a group setting. And so a lot of my friends that I've made as an adult, where like I always kind of think I've like tapped my friend group out and I'm like, I'm never going to make a new friend again, which mm-hmm. I still sometimes feel that way. But then I like get a new hobby and I go out and I like now like some of my best friends that I have now I've met within the past like 2 or 3 years, whether it's like through golfing or skydiving or even just like being interested in cars. Like, I don't know, like, I don't know exactly how to describe it, but Chelsea made a great point. Like, just do these hobbies and go to these things, preferably like in social settings. And if you don't find guys that you want to date, you'll at least find girls you want to be friends with. And I think that's always a really positive situation.
And they'll have guys.
And then they'll have guys. Exactly. Because I mean, I agree. Dating apps are exhausting. I do remember like if you're on them for too long, you end up cycling through the same people and that just becomes like annoying. And then like instead of it being fun, it feels like it's becoming a chore. And like that's the last thing you want it to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah. I agree. I'm sure you have hobbies. If you don't get some hobbies, maybe just like try some stuff out and then just like go and do them. And then sure enough, you'll meet people that are like-minded and interested in the same stuff you are, which I think is really important.
Yeah. Like workout classes are really good too. Like I like to kickbox and I'll see the same people in there. And like all you have to do is like strike up a conversation. And then that's it. Then you're friends. And then you're friends, just like that.
What's your advice, Caitlin?
I mean, I agree with everything you guys are saying. You guys keep killing it. But I'm just a bad person to ask this question too, because I've been in a relationship for 3 years. But I have been really struggling with finding friends in Vegas. I have no friends in Vegas, and we moved here a year and a half ago. So,
Courtney.
Of course, I have one friend. And I have one friend. I have my grandma and one friend.
But for the record, I only have one friend here too.
No, it's hard to make friends as an adult.
It is. It is. So I think that's great advice. And I need to like take it upon myself. I'm just very shy. So I need to take it upon myself and follow your advice. But I think it's great advice for dating as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully that helps, Shannon. What do you think? Do you think that helps you?
Yeah. That's like, I feel like such a good idea. And like I said, I get so like burnt out on the dating apps and would prefer to meet someone in real life. So I think like you all have great advice. Thank you.
Well, and we're all, well, most of us here are 30 years old too. So we understand, you know, the way that time has an effect on you. And it's like I said, it's so funny. I felt like I was never going to make any friends again in my entire life. And here I am. I feel like I'm making more friends. I just became best friends with a guy the other day. Josh. We're going to be best friends. Okay. I'm so positive about it. You know when you meet someone and you're like, this person and I are going to be friends for the rest of our lives. Me and Josh.
And that could be you with your partner.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. So hopefully that helps, Shannon. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. Best of luck out there. We know you can do it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
All right, well, that's going to do it for Thursday special caller edition. Chelsea, thanks again for co-hosting. We might need to bring you back exclusively for these every week because you crushed it on every caller. So
thank you. I do have my own advice column every Sunday on my page. I like ask people to ask me for advice, and it's usually all dating stuff. So I have a little practice.
Oh, that makes way more sense. You're a veteran at this point. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Well, if you need more advice, if this episode of Help I Suck at Dating didn't do it for you, be sure to check out Chelsea's Instagram page every Sunday to get some advice from her there directly. Sweet. Well, thank you again for joining us. We appreciate it. And like I said, on Sunday, we can't wait to hear what's next for you. We'll keep our eyes out and see exactly what goes on. And I don't know why I'm still talking. I feel like I'm putting my foot in my mouth again. do you have any parting words, Chelsea?
No, I don't.
Okay. Perfect.
Happy fall.
That's perfect.
First day of fall. Happy fall.
Is it the first day of fall?
I think so.
Yeah.
Ah, nice. Great time to be in Las Vegas. If you're ever out here, you always got a place to stay.
Aw, I love Vegas. One of my friends used to live there and they struggled with friends as well, because it's just very like nobody really lives in Vegas.
It's a transient place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, if you're ever out in the area, feel free. We need friends, so come on by.
Good to know.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this this episode of Help I Suck at Dating. Thanks to all our callers. And like I said at the top of this, keep emailing us, isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. Always great to hear from you guys. So keep doing that. Be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.